Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back for another exciting episode. I want to thank all of my listeners, all of my followers, and all of the jerks and super kids, and you know what that means. I know that I come off strong. I speak what's on my mind. I tell you straight. I don't mean to irritate anyone, but if you get irritated, then something is wrong. And I know it. Now, let's go into the program. You know, last week's episode, I had a lot of comments. One comment, it was free. Tell us, you know, how to receive the unseen. But instead of asking the question, they made a smart remark. And I hope they're listening today. You do not come off on me like that. Anything negative, you do not post it. Not within my group. That's why you are blocked. Okay. You know, that just shows me that there's a world full of racists. One, all trying to pull the other one's day. I'm not going to put it on one race. It's all. And one way of trying to pull them down, you got more people that knows about witchcraft, hoodoo, voodoo, all of this stuff than you may know. You think it's just blacks that know about voodoo and hoodoo. No, it's others. And that's what you need to be careful of. Example, if you're going to court, say it's the opposite race, I'm not going to say, you know, what race. And this thing keeps going sour every single time. But you see race B over there rubbing their hands or rubbing something in their water. If they're rubbing a talisman, guess what? Santeria, witchcraft. Yes, there's conjure done in the courtroom. There's conjure done among the top, the lawyer, everything. How do you think so many people get to the top so fast? When the question was asked, how can I like that? It means that you like it or you don't like it. But I want to make it clear. If you're one of us, then you can see the unseen, the unknown. And if God don't want you to know something, we're not going to see that either. See, this is tricky. And you have to be careful with it. There's conjure done to see dead relatives. And some people say when you see the dead relatives, you can ask the questions you would like to ask. It doesn't work out that way all the time. I hope that point is taken. Because I was catching to get this out today. Shoes are very, very popular among people that want to do it. Shoes lying everywhere in the street in New York. Let's say, you know, a household knows that they're being messed with. And they're seeing shoes in the yard. Well, I'm going by what I've heard and seen this week. Well, they could be fixed up to make you walk right on out of your home, right on off the street that you're on. Your shoes can bring bad luck if they are fixed that way. Shoes can be used to draw somebody to you as well as away from you. on the subject of shoes, because there's conjurations that involve shoes, even infant shoes. That's number two. Number three, authorizing to workers' wounds. Okay, if a worker has given you chance to do what you're supposed to do, and they needed help, and they even cut, you know, what if they charge you, whatever they charge you, they cut it in half, and you're going to take your time doing it. Let's say Mommy Duck and Baby Duck. We're going to call Mommy Duck Cat, and the other, and let's call the other one Sack. Cat and Sassy. Cat is trying to get help for Sassy because Sassy has really gone with Cat everywhere. And I mean to workers, all different kinds of workers. And that she thinks she's working Sassy. Well, now it's turned around on her to where she's having a little bad luck because she can't keep a little mouth shut and she needs help. She goes to the worker, and the worker set a price. Okay. They work with it. But, hey, you know, then, hey, okay. But when a client disrespects you and tell you, okay, you'll get it, you know, and it comes sometime or another way to give it to you, no. And I don't even think you should work with people like that. Seriously, it's all or nothing. When you go to pay for a meal, it is all or nothing at all. Now, that's something to think about. Let's talk about trouble within the family. You know, this is a real fact. You have moved out of bed on your own for so long. But you're changing houses or whatever. And you go back to family, it is worse. It's worse than when you left for some people. Yes, it is. I want to tell you why. You'll have one controlling person in the family that thinks that they can do you all kinds of ways because you have nowhere to go at the moment. And that's not right either. Okay, you work. And you're not getting out of that plate. Conjure put the plate down. You know, people, I know some in this situation. Check the corners of your room. If you have carpet, look under the carpet at the corner. If you just had somebody to move out of your home and they got carpet in there and you're having bad luck, the corner under the carpet. It's always under the car. Well, I've given you good information there. See, that's what this show is about. This show is about warning you of things that can hurt you or is hurting you and telling you of the good things that can help you. It was not designed to hurt anyone. It was designed also, to talk about sometimes the influence of voodoo and other practitioners of the past. Yes, a few sundry tips along the way. Yes, if the topics are not so intense. Yes, there is callers that I will accept. I haven't accepted any in a while because the topics were very intense. And I want the world to hear me. I'm not going to shut my mouth for anyone because this is some real stuff. Let's say if you're a worker, let's go through our workers, the ones that started and the ones that's been in. What if you have a jealous family member? And you've tried to help that family member several times. But every time you help them, you get kicked in the face. Okay, you stop. But everything, you cannot speak to these family members because accuse you of putting your witchcraft in their face, your voodoo in their face. You'll never be able to have a normal conversation again. That's because they're jealous. Then we got the ones that fake and run up in the churches every Sunday and doing everything under the sun, stealing, fornicating, some of everything, bearing false witnesses, doing dirty, understanding stuff to innocent people, running back and forth to the pastor or preacher or what minister, whatever, tell a lie in the church. We have that going on. And I want to warn you all, there's even soldier in the church. You will be surprised what's going on around you. It doesn't necessarily have to be for you. But it's just, you know, it's just the way things are now. And more people are turning to do things like this than you can imagine. Well, that's the world. Funerals are a place, you know, you go, you pay your respect. Loved ones are mourning. Funerals are a powerful place to conduct bail. You have people that's not standing. Of course, the family's not thinking about that. But you have people that's not family sitting back there doing conjure work, either on their neighbors, their family, their friends, if they're not friends with anybody, if they're trying to do that. See, these are the things we have to look for. And another thing, stores. You have so much going on in a store till it's ridiculous. Let's say you go into a store, and there's supposed to be a dry mat at the register you're standing on. See, everything is exposed. What's there in the dark comes to the light. So as I'm saying, it's exposed. Somebody accidentally kicks that mat up, and you see a bunch of red and brown water under the mat. And the cashier or owner says, oh, something was leaking. That cooler was leaking. You don't see any water coming from the cooler. It's time to step back from that store. Or go and get protected. That's right, protection. That's why I want to bring up one of the best incense and oils and powders it can be made. Spirit Wall of Protection. Spirit Wall of Protection. It gives off a boomerang effect. If anything is happening to you or, you know, coming for you, it sends it right back. You are protected. It will not touch you. But you have to use these things the way that your worker tells you to use it. You can't just go off and use it. Just go and purchase stuff and just put it on or burn it or whatever you're doing. You have to have a worker advising you. And I wish everybody would think about that. So the ones that buying stuff, mixing it with all kinds of things, hoping it'll work. You're going down the wrong way. Now, I'm not talking to my workers. I'm talking to the clients, the ones that need help. See, either way, you're spending money. You're spending money buying a product, and you're going to spend some coming to us. So I suggest go the right way. Go the right way and do the right thing. Go to a worker before you mess yourself up. You don't play around with black magic. Yes, I've never said it that way. But you don't play around with black magic because it will harm you. It will put you in a grave. And to anybody that don't like that, it's fine. Because I'm going to tell you of what's going to harm you. You don't play around with any kind of magic. If you're not a worker, if you don't have these gifts, you don't have knowledge, you don't have know-how, don't do it. Like I said, you can't do it on a, you can't learn this through DVD. You can't learn it by going to take a little course, but somebody's ripping me off, of course. Oh, that's catchy. Okay. You can't learn it by just surfing the internet either, because it could be some wrong things on there. If you don't know what you're doing, you're going to kill yourself. Now, last week, I told you of the nutmeg. I told you of the mace, I believe. But the alfalfa I haven't told you about. It has to be powdered, dried and powdered. You know, that's one of the ingredients in some money drawing powders and incense. What you do with the alfalfa is you put it in front of your house near the driveway. You're not driving your money away. You're just fixing it so that it will come to you. But there is something very important that's added with that so that it will come quickly. Now, that's a conjure tip of herbs. Last week I was talking about minerals. Black candles. Do not play with black candles. If you're in a situation where you have to sit there and watch that candle burn, you cannot go to sleep while that candle is burning, because something could happen to you. I don't want to just keep talking about bad things that happen to you, but in my spirit, I'm feeling that a whole lot of people are doing things, causing health problems to themselves because they're tinkering. They're tinkering around. Okay, so all my workers out there, please stop taking the client's crap. Don't let one come to you, I can't do this and I can't do that. I need your help. Or, you do this for me, and then when I get it, I give it to you. Don't do that. You can't trust anyone anymore. That's an example of what? Cat and Sassy. The mama duck and the baby duck. No, don't do that anymore. See, people like that will make you want to just stop doing what you're doing. You know, don't let people here for different reasons. And we're here for a reason. I'm here for a reason. And that's to help my people. And I help my people. I have a good name on me. And I'm not about to make it bad. But creating this episode, this show, was one of the best things that I have ever done, because it's educational. Yes, there's more information given out in my group than it would be on this show, because people is writing stuff down and getting it all mixed up and don't have anybody to confide in to consult about it. And another thing, back to the client, do not go off and order stuff and the worker didn't tell you to do it. Get some alfalfa. Oh, you're going to order some alfalfa from an occult shop? It has to be pure. Did the worker tell you to order a high John root and put it in your drawer? No. You have to consult us about everything. If you have a case, you want your case to go well, and where you wouldn't do these things. I have been talking about this the majority of the time. we talked about our lodestone. Now I'm going to talk about our glass case candles. Glass case candles. You can't just put oil in those candles. It has to be rubbed a certain way. There's certain things you have to do with it. But you'll see people with a whole bunch of candles in some stores that sell a salt candle. Some you have to rub the oil counterclockwise. Some you have to rub it clockwise. Sometimes you have to anoint the outside. There's prayer, there's incantations that go along with it. And another thing that's important is people always stay in prayer. I know that a lot of us are busy during our day, but you can take the time and give God, you can take the time and give him a prayer. Give him a thank you when you wake up. For those of you that don't pray, dear Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for opening my eyes. Start that. Some don't even do it. There's a lot of us out here that are praying and praying for blessings. You know, they don't, sometimes they don't come right then, but they always come on time. But when others get blessings, there's no thank you, Jesus. There's no thank you, Lord. There's none of that. They're planning what they're going to do with this money. They're planning what they're going to do with this money. If it's anything else, oh, they're bragging about it. And now once open their mouth, the least little thing you should thank him for. See, that's where some of the blessings is not coming in because we haven't given God praise. If you don't praise him one way, you will praise him another. He will make you praise him another way. And people don't like it when I talk about God on this show. Well, you can just turn away, turn it off, go on and do what you're doing. But I know where my blessings come. I know where many of our blessings come from. We're steadily in the prayer. We're steadily thanking him for everything. And that's the way it should be. But the way this world is, no. No, it's not. People out here that have workers, if you get a warning from your work that something is coming up, you best believe it's coming. It might not come the same day, but it's coming. We wouldn't have told you if it was. And some of you have big mouths when you say things that you shouldn't say, and we take it all in. I take it in. If it's somebody like that, just like that mama duck and baby duck, mom trying to get help for the baby and say it something smart. But I know one thing, if that was a real situation, you better do what you're supposed to do because we will stop your work. Sometimes, if we're that ill, we will turn it back. And it can be turned back. And some people think the work can't be turned back. But it can. Today's point is to think. Think about what you're doing. And God knows, please don't spread more. Please don't tell when you're going down. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. We don't even have to touch you. Those of us that are real, we don't have to touch you. God will touch you. And you're really going to go there. But I feel so much heartbreak in the air. The devil is frightening our children away. The devil is trying to break up our family. The devil is trying to stop our success. The devil is trying to hinder us. Those of you out there working hard, the devil is trying to stop the increase. The devil is trying to garnish your paycheck. some things were not meant to be. And if you're in any of those categories that I mentioned today, contact the work. If you have any questions about my topic, you can contact me anytime. My information is out there. I'll be happy to answer your questions. But don't think that I'm going to answer a whole bunch of questions about your life and you're not my client. Now, that would be stupid to do. Some things are not meant to be tampered with. We are not meant to be tampered with. Excuse me, I have a little bit of ice. Now let's talk about the rainbow. You know, it was a beautiful rainbow today that I saw. And, you know, it's supposed to be a warning. That was back in the day of the north. No rain next time, but no rain, but fire next time. But rainbows can be a symbol of good luck, too. Watch the sun. Watch the sky. There's a lot of things that you can see in the sky. Watch the form of the cloud. People say clouds just form because of air is pushing. No. Sometimes it's not. Faces have been seen in the night sky, in the day sky. So that's something to think about. Watch your environment. Watch what you put your hands on. Watch where you step. Be careful of what you do. If you have been instructed to do something, don't open your mouth and tell your friends about it. Do not. Because your friend, once you drag a friend with you to one of us, then there's a confusion. One thinks the other is doing something. Sometimes it is. I'm just going to lay it down like that. Sometimes it is. But by the grace of God, if I'm working with someone and their enemy still know it. So that should be a message too. You're going to know the enemy. You're going to know if somebody in that family is a worker. I'm just giving off an example. If they're a worker. But see, some do not look into that. They're ready to get the people out of the way so they can get a break. I won't say what the other thing is. It's rude. So, we're about at the end. I am really hoping that everyone enjoy the rest of that evening. I thank you for listening in. I hope that your week is blessed in the name of Jesus. I hope it's blessed. I hope that lots of joy, love, and happiness come to you during this week. And please think about all the things that I have said on today. It is very true. I do not come with force. I am straightforward and will always be. And to my loving new family, my mother, I love you so much. And many of you should be saying that. Goodbye.